Nolte, The Lunacy of Pennsylvania Democrats Outlawing Liquor Sales on Thanksgiving Eve. By John Nolte on November 24, 2020. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat and fascist, has just willy-nilly, with no authority from the spineless eunuchs in the Pennsylvania legislature that should be impeaching him, outlawed the sale of alcohol starting at 5 p.m. Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, and ending at 8 a.m. Thursday morning, Thanksgiving Day. But he's only outlawing the sale of alcohol in bars and restaurants. You can still buy all the booze you want at the store. Wait till you hear his rationale. The biggest day for drinking is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I don't like addressing that any more than anyone else does, but it's a fact, Wolf said. When people get together in that situation, it leads to an increase in the exchange of the fluids that leads to increased infection. What? This isn't going to decrease alcohol consumption. Like Prohibition did 90 years ago, it's only going to increase drinking because now drinking comes with a taste of the forbidden. Anyone who wants to drink on Thanksgiving Eve is going to drink and exchange fluids at home. While the bars and restaurants, that have already been ravaged by Wolf's lunatic shutdowns, remain empty on the kind of night that might have otherwise helped them recover financially. And wouldn't it be better if people drank at restaurants and bars that enforce social distancing as opposed to drinking at home parties, which is what everyone's going to do now, that don't enforce social distancing? Get this. He's blaming the China flu. The thing that we can't do is ignore reality and say, yeah, you folks, for no fault of your own, have been hit hardest by this virus. But the virus is what's doing this. It's not me. It's not the administration. It's not the government, Wolf said. More lunacy. What was he talking about? Of course he's to blame. He's singling out the bar and restaurant business. The virus isn't singling out the bar and restaurant business. Wolf is. And what, you're safer from the virus drinking mineral water at a bar or restaurant than you are beer. And now, I'm just going to go ahead and say what no one is allowed to say anymore. One of the primary people driving this madness is a biological male named Dr. Rachel Levine, a man who lives and identifies as a woman, whom Wolf appointed as Pennsylvania's health secretary and handed a tremendous amount of public authority. Now, Levine is cracking down even harder in other areas. Law enforcement and state agencies will be stepping up enforcement efforts, issuing citations and fines, and possible regulatory actions for repeat offenders, Levine said. There's more. As the Secretary of Health, I have issued a series of advisories and orders intended to help stop the spread during this critical time, to protect our hospitals, our healthcare workers, and the lives of our fellow Pennsylvanians. Our collective responsibility continues to be to protect our communities, our healthcare workers, and our most vulnerable Pennsylvanians from COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus. That has not changed. The new measures include revamped school safety attestation, targeted business and gathering restrictions, and a new enforcement plan that includes liability protection for businesses enforcing the Secretary of Health's strength and mask-wearing order. The administration is also advising all Pennsylvanians to limit unnecessary travel and keep gatherings held in homes to members of the same household. Additionally, working from home is now mandatory unless impossible. Indoor occupancy limits have been reduced to 10% for indoor events and 15% for outdoor events. Unless, of course, you are rioting for social justice or celebrating Joe Biden's decision to prematurely declare victory. Let's remember that this is the same Dr. Levine who devastated nursing homes with the guidance requiring them to accept stable people infected with the coronavirus. So, Levine is canceling liquor sales but thinks it's okay to pour infection into closed facilities where those most at risk live. As of May, roughly 80% of the recent coronavirus-related deaths reported in the state on Thursday occurred at either a nursing home or personal care facility. Oh, and let's not forget the good doctor bringing his own 95-year-old mother home from a nursing home during the pandemic. Someone apparently knew it wasn't safe but didn't tell the rest of us, and then ensured it was less safe. I'm sorry. I know we are no longer allowed to say these things out loud. But people who believe they are the opposite of their biological sex are dealing, and this is documented, with psychological and emotional problems. These folks should be treated with respect, receive all the counseling they require, and I wish them nothing but a long, happy, and fulfilling life. But the truth is the truth, and the truth is that Levine would be on safer biological ground in claiming to be a black man. Your sex is stamped into your DNA. Your race is not. This is no way to run a state or a country. You get what you vote for, and Pennsylvania voted for a Democrat governor. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.